My name is Daniel, and this is my final reflection. Over the course of 2018, our STEP class has spent quite a large amount of time interviewing figures of authority for STEP connections. These include famous musicians, music directors, assistant superintendents of curriculums, and world language teachers. These people live happy and fulfilling lives in the adult world. We asked them all one question: how would you define success? This project has led me to experience and learn a plethora of new things. As a lead recorder, I learned a lot about recording technology. For example, I learned how to operate GarageBand and record podcasts. Editing these podcasts has also been an exciting learning experience, too. I now know how to seamlessly transition from one audio track to another and create professional-sounding podcasts and recordings. As someone considering a possible career in tech, this useful knowledge will most definitely come in handy. I also learned a lot as an interviewer. A lot of thought went into each of our interviews. What isn't shown in the often half-hour-long recording sessions is the amount of planning and consideration that goes into setting up even just one podcast. These recordings were not just the work of a singular person. They were a group effort where every STEP member contributed something significant. The thoughtful insight of these great subjects we got to interview made all our work worthwhile. The most influential and inspiring person to me was Mr. Gianni Gioelli. Mr. Gioelli was a great interviewee personality-wise, and he provided thought-provoking answers and great life advice to the STEP class. His answers made me reflect and reevaluate what I considered success. He was a very interesting personality and an inspiring role model with a lot of life experience. Mr. Gioelli is truly a one-of-a-kind person. Many of these people had quite a lot to say about what they thought of success as. Mr. Newman, music director at Most Holy Trinity Church, has helped push countless children and adolescents into career paths they might not have gotten into without his help. Success, to him, is seeing those he teaches grow up into mature individuals who have discovered who they want to be. Mr. Newman, 2018 to 2104. Another person we interviewed was Ms. Latour. Ms. Latour is the assistant superintendent of curriculum. To Ms. Latour, success is doing something you love and growing every day. To grow and change is to become a better person each day. This, to Ms. Latour, is to lead a successful and fulfilling life. Ms. Latour, 1930 to 1947. Others have different ideas about their definition of success. Gianni Gioelli of Crush 40 has some wise words on the topic. To him, success is waking up happy and fulfilled. If you focus on your dreams, if you are determined to become great, you can achieve whatever you want. The drive to actualize yourself and lead a happy and fulfilling life is a strong one. When you wake up happy, when you know that you will lead a satisfying day and life, that is success, according to Mr. Gioelli. Gioelli, 24 to 2437. The most important thing about success in the 21st century is this. The key to living a happy and fulfilling life is self-actualization. Self-actualization is a term used to describe the fulfillment of someone's talents or specialties. The term was originally introduced by the theorist Kurt Goldstein for the motive to realize someone's full potential. The motive is present in every single person on the planet. Oftentimes, those interviewed on the STEP Connections podcast describe it in slightly different ways. Some say they can wake up in the morning happy and feel not only their day ahead is going to be amazing, but so is their lives. Sometimes people say it's helping others grow up to live happy and healthy lives. However you may phrase it, the important thing is that to most people, self-actualization is the drive to realize what happiness is to you. When you are fulfilled, when you are satisfied, when you feel like your life is rewarding and worthwhile, that is success.
My name is Dylan, and this is my reflection. After finishing all of our classes interviews, I've learned so much information about everyone and how they got into their careers. Before this unit, I never did anything as interesting in school. It was just academics, gym, and lunch. When I got to STEP, we started doing different, more fun activities. For the interviews, I found it really fun to learn about everyone. I liked asking them creative questions and finding answers I wasn't expecting. I never thought that certain people would have such inspiring and interesting stories. I've also learned so much I've also learned how certain people view the meaning of success. Before we interviewed anyone, I thought that if you had a lot of money, you were successful. And if you weren't rich, you were not successful. From hearing the interviews from both our classes and other classes, I learned that everyone has a different backstory on how they got to where they are today. And for my own purpose, I picked up a lot more skills on how to talk to people more confidently. Probably the most influential person that we interviewed was Johnny Gioli. He got into his career at 11 years old. He started making money professionally when he was still in elementary school. He told us stories about his tours, his songs, and his experiences as being a musician. One part of his everyday life is waking up at around 4 to 5 a.m. every morning to talk to his businesses in Europe and Asia, which are minimum 6 hours ahead, so he has to call them when it's early here and in the middle of the day where they are. He has to have a lot of dedication consistently to do what he does. I've personally known him for 4 years because I've played hockey with his son. He's told me all about his career and what he's done. One story he told us about during one of the interviews was about a family in Iran. His son, Brandon, asked about the conflict that was going on between them and Iraq. He asked if we could drop a bomb or something on them to stop everything. But when Johnny showed him a note from one of his fans in Iran that said he was very inspiring, Johnny then asked to his son, "Do you still want to drop a bomb on these people?" This showed me that wherever you are, no matter what type of community you're living in, you can still have a positive impact on people. My definition of success has definitely changed since the beginning of this unit. From hearing everyone else's point of view, I've now seen the meaning differently. To me, I feel that you need two things in order to be successful. First, you need to accomplish your number one life goal and just be happy with what you're doing. My number one life goal is to play professional baseball or hockey. A solid career in either league would fulfill my dream since I was little. It would make me very happy, which would make me feel successful.
My name is Dan, and this is my reflection. After completing all of the interviews, I have learned a lot about conversing with other people, especially people who have positions of power. I've also learned how to use small talk to keep conversation going and to avoid awkward silence. I've also learned a lot about how many people grew up, about their careers, and most importantly, about how they view success. This perception of success varied amongst each person, and with each one giving a solid explanation of their viewpoint and then backing it up with things that they have either experienced or have witnessed. These different perceptions gave me a better viewpoint on success and taught me to value time spent with people in collaboration over being self-centered and materialistic. If anything, these interviews have really changed me as a person. The most influential person that I listened to had to be Johnny Gioli. He influenced me the most because I had previously known a little bit about him since I had played hockey with his son. However, I really didn't understand his life and what he was like as a person. I had no idea about what he was like as a person, but after listening to him speak of his career and what he had to do as a child and adolescent to work on his final goal of becoming professional changed how I perceived him. I couldn't believe how hard he worked on creating songs and how much time he spent in the studio. Compared to the average kid who was only worried about completing their homework and then playing outside or playing video games, he had a much different lifestyle. My previous perception of him was completely wrong just because I wasn't sure what he was like as a person. Since I was given the ability to listen to him, I was able to switch my perception of him. This is something that I learned after these interviews, and Johnny Gioli is to thank. After listening to many people speak of their definition of success, I was able to form my own definition. To me, success doesn't come from having the most exotic cars, having a lot of money, or being materialistic. It comes from being able to find people you love and spending as much time as possible with them. Success also comes from doing whatever makes you happy, because that is the most important thing in your life. When you finally get a job, you want a job to be something that makes you happy when you wake up, not something that makes you want to cry every time your alarm goes off. Being happy in life is the most important part of success, because when we all die, people remember you for what impression you made on them, not what cars you had or how big a house you owned. Being a positive person and leaving an everlasting impression on someone is worth more than money. That feeling completes someone's life. To conclude, I have learned a lot from everything that we have interviewed. Their own definitions of success really made me consider exactly how I should have worded my definition. Everything in my definition was sparked in my mind after listening to others give their own opinion. Mr. Gioli's interview was truly one of a kind. It was awesome to listen to him and all about the sacrifices in his life in order to get to where he is today. His persistence and ability to work hard really touched me and truly made me consider whether or not I have worked hard enough in school and with hockey. I finally decided that I needed to do more things outside of school and outside of the rink in order to be successful. His determination has rubbed off on me and truly changed my perspective on the world.
I'm Caitlin, and this is my final reflection. My experience in the student enrichment program was inspiring and very educational. I learned a lot about interacting with influential adults and how to build a career that I will be comfortable and confident in. I learned how others have built their paths to success without much help and how it is crucial to take the opportunities when they are given to you. Many of the people we interviewed share their views on success and their inspirational stories. Guests such as Mr. Johnny Gioli, Mrs. Latour, and Mrs. Cahill were especially influential in my eyes. They all had positive attitudes in their careers and were willing to make compromises and work hard in order to achieve goals that they set for themselves. Success was defined differently by all the people who we interviewed. However, they all included the fact that you have to be happy with the decisions you made in the past and continue to make in the future, and that you have to believe in yourself. I became well informed about the challenges that I will have to face in the near future when high school comes and college becomes more of a prioritized thought. I will have to use the skills that I have learned to make important decisions. Because of the opportunity to interview people, I've had the privilege to learn from their backgrounds and their struggles to pave the way to their success. The Student Enrichment Program has taught me that success is defined in many different ways and it is measured differently by different people. Interviewing people who we admire has given me the chance to look at their successes and see what inspires me. How hard work, positivity, and an open mind could be crucial to defining yourself and your future. Listening to the progress of these influential adults was truly motivating, and it pushed me to think about my future and what I wanted to become as a successful person. Mr. Gioli was the most influential and inspiring to me. He followed his dreams and made a living for himself. In the interview, he talked about his life on tour as a musician and singer. His attitude is one character trait that stood out to me. He was very kind and comfortable in the interview. I believe this is because he believes in his dreams and is determined to follow them. Mr. Gioli came in with very positive thoughts and many people supporting him. He makes time for his family and for his career, which is something I want in my future. Mr. Gioli showed positivity, kindness, and happiness and built his career around his priorities such as family. Mrs. Latour also showed these character traits. She worked hard to become where she is today with others for inspiration, excitement, and a big interest in her job. Everyone we interviewed in the Student Enrichment Program was asked their thoughts and definition of success. Success is defined differently for every person. Some people may think you need money, some may think all you need is family, and some may think you need to work hard to be successful. In my opinion, success is when you are happy with where you are personally. You work hard for yourself. It is not measured on how much money you have. Success is being proud of yourself, working hard to reach goals that you continue to set. It is what makes you happy and is what is rewarding in your eyes. In my opinion, if in 5 years I am in a college that I love and an education that is extremely rewarding, I will have reached my goals. In my opinion, success is equivalent to happiness and is not measured on a scale of money. It is based on your stability and happiness. Success is when you go to your job in the morning and you're doing something rewarding that keeps you thinking positive.
My name's Emma and this is my reflection. This unit and STEP, our class focused on viewing the success of adults who we admire. We formed questionnaires and invited them into our classroom to participate in a podcast interview. These questions were created based on the individual that we selected as well as their career path. We interviewed a wide variety of people in a wide variety of occupations. These jobs range from a rock singer to a lawyer and many more. It was interesting and inspiring to listen to how these individuals gave answers to our questions. It was true that each and every one of them truly loved their career and talked about it with a great passion and interest. As for my favorite guest, I wouldn't be able to say. That's because I don't have a specific favorite. I enjoyed them all and found each person to have an interesting story and background. There were certain things I really liked about specific podcasts. For example, I enjoyed the fact that Mrs. Latour described her job but also focused on her family. You could tell that her family is very important to her. I liked hearing about the life of an internationally famous singer in Johnny Gioli's interview. It was very fascinating to hear about how he has to walk around with security guards when he travels to foreign countries. As you can tell, interviewing a variety of people has opened my eyes to many different mindsets and career paths. We asked each person a question regarding their occupation, but we also asked common questions about the idea of success. Out of all the people we talked to, they all give the same answers to those questions. They explained how success and happiness go hand in hand. Success is not about having the highest paying job, the largest house, living in the richest neighborhood, or anything else that comes to many people's minds when they think of success. Success is mainly about happiness. It's great if you make a lot of money, but if you're not happy with your life and what you're doing with it, then you're not successful. You can be very successful having a job that doesn't pay great or living in a smaller house in a neighborhood that isn't the best. Those are just things, and in the long run, they really don't matter. What matters and makes you successful is if you can wake up every morning and be excited to start your day, to go to work, and to come home. You can be happy with anything that life throws at you. Success is having a good family that you can turn to and rely on. Success is essentially doing what makes you happy, whatever that may be. If you choose a career path for yourself that you love and will always enjoy doing, then the amount of money it pays doesn't matter at all. No amount of money can buy your true happiness. I found this podcast series to be very helpful, especially since within the next few months we were making the transition from middle school to high school. It was useful to hear from people who have many different careers and found happiness within them. This will help us during our high school years to figure out who we really are and what we want to do with our lives. These interviews were very inspiring, and they definitely opened my eyes to careers I never would have thought of pursuing before. I found all of the interviews to be very interesting and worthwhile, no matter who it was that we were talking to. When it comes time for me to think of what I want to do with my career, I will most definitely think back to this unit and STEP class. I want to make sure I have a career that makes me happy and that I love doing. I want to be successful in the sense of happiness, not in the sense of money, because after all, money doesn't determine your success, happiness does.
I'm Robert Votto, and this is my final reflection. After interviewing different people with different types of occupations, I have learned about the challenges that they and people that work the same job as them face every day. I also have learned how these interviewees got into their job, what they love about doing it, and about their role models as kids. I have also learned if they consider themselves successful and what their definition of success is, which was the most interesting to me. The guest that was the most influential to me was Johnny Gioli. After listening to our guests, I learned about some of the challenges that they and other people face working at their job, like not being able to fully help someone like a customer or client, or having to go to sleep late and wake up early. I also learned about some challenges that they face in their early life, like having to move to a different state or getting picked on by other students in their school. I also learned how our guests got into their job and what they love about doing it. They all got into their jobs in different ways. Mrs. Nieves from Elisa's Cakery got into baking from just one experience, while Johnny Gioli wanted to be a rock star when he was a kid. They also explained how other people influence how their life turned out and their role models as kids. One example is Mr. Newman's elementary and high school teacher who influenced him to become a musician. Nicole Nalepa explained that her biggest role model was always Katie Couric, and that she always inspired her to become a news reporter. She even later got to meet her in person. The guest that inspired me the most was Johnny Gioli. He inspired me the most because of how he explained his life story. He explained how he always wanted to be a musician when he was a kid, and how he began trying to live his dream at such a young age. He explained how his parents were always by his side and would stand up for him if anybody picked on him for doing what he loved. He also talked more about how his parents helped him, how his mom was the manager of his band, and how they would drive his band to shows every weekend everywhere along the East Coast. He also explained more into detail on how he got into many arguments with teachers who did not understand why he was missing school, and how other kids would pick on him for doing what he loved. He also explained how he could not spend much time with his friends because he was always in the studio recording songs. With the struggles he had, everything did turn out fine for him, and he turned out to be quite successful. I was also inspired by his definition of success. He defined success as waking up and feeling fulfilled. I agree with his definition of success because you should enjoy life and what you do. What was the most interesting to me was the guest's definition of success and if they considered themselves successful. Each guest had their own definition of success, and every single one I believed to be true. When they were asked if they considered themselves successful, they all answered yes. This was because no matter what their occupation was, they were doing what they loved and enjoying it. My definition of success is not about fame or fortune, but being able to live every day like it is your last. If you are doing what you love and are having fun doing it every day, then you are successful. I think being able to do what you want to do and go where you want to go makes you successful. And if you are able to make yourself and others around you happy, then you are successful. The guests that joined us for interviews on STEP Connections inspired me with their life stories and gave me an idea of what I think success is.
Hi, my name is Aileen, and this is my reflection. Over the past 3.5 months, the Student Enrichment Program has been in their final unit of the year, podcasts. All of us in class got assigned different roles in preparing for the interview, a few of those being host, sound specialist, email communications, and greeter. My class has interviewed people of varying occupations and I've heard their different perspectives on life and success. Interview after interview, I've learned more about different fields of work and how life was before I was born. There are one or two interviews that stick out to me due to the inspiring and influential people in the interview. After hearing about everyone's definition of success, I have been thinking about how I would define success. After talking to someone new, you learn things you might not have known about before. These interviews are like that. Asking people about their childhood, education, and past careers really give you a lot to learn and think about. Our first interview was with a foreign language teacher that has been teaching for a long time. From that interview, I learned that she didn't have a wide range of choices for jobs because she was a woman. This was shocking to me, since now women can go into almost any occupation that they want to in our day and age. It shows how far we've come in society as far as giving women the same job opportunities as men. Another interview that we had was with the assistant superintendent of our school district. She told us about how much schooling she had to go through to get into the position she's in today. I never knew that being a principal or working for a district meant you had to get more education than if you were a teacher at the same school. Our interview with a news reporter informed us on the struggle that a news reporter goes through. She said that she only gets about 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night and has to get up at 2:30 in the morning for work. I wouldn't be able to handle waking up that early in the morning every single day. While interviews are more or less similar from person to person, there are a few interviews that stick out. They stick out because of the influential and inspiring participant of the interview. For me, the interview that stood out the most was our interview with Mark Newman. He had such a compelling background, and he worked hard to get where he is today. His interview stood out to me because I related to it so much. I can understand in his shoes how hard life was for him, and I can sympathize. He seemed like he was a serious guy, but in actuality, he was funny and was pretty laid back. In his current line of work, it would seem that he should be a very stern, no funny business guy. Since he first worked in a teaching position, he has the funny side all noteworthy teachers should have. I met him almost 5 years ago, and he grew close to my family about 2 years ago. Even though I thought that I knew so much about him, the interview got him to talk about some things that I've never even heard of. Originally, he was going to go to medical school to become a doctor. However, when one teacher said that he should go into music, it opened his eyes to something he loved. Some of the amazing things that he's experienced was due to his profession in music. Success, according to the dictionary definition, is the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. Across each interview, we ask the participants to give their own definition of success. They were slightly varied from person to person, but the main idea stayed constant throughout. To them, success was meeting their goals or being satisfied with how life is going. While their definitions of success worked for them, it doesn't necessarily work for me. I have my own definition of success. Success to me is continuing through life even when the going gets tough. I know that it's a cliche saying, but it works with a definition. Success to me is being able to support yourself without relying on a spouse or parent. Success to me is not holding grudges towards people. Success to me is firmly believing in what you believe in. Success to me is not stereotyping someone before you meet them. Success, while I believe that encompasses many things, might just be one simple thing for someone else. To conclude, a wealth of knowledge was obtained throughout the many interviews that we have had. I learned about a female teacher's struggles as she grew up, the education required to work as an assistant superintendent. I had an interview that was the most inspiring for me, and that was with Mark Newman. His life had its ups and downs, but he was able to go on even with that weighing him down. Everyone that was interviewed had their own definition of success. My definition of success incorporates many different things, while others only have one simple definition.